This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new audit finds widespread problems with Colorado's natural gas safety program. CPR Sam Brash.
A 13-month investigation found a long list of problems with the state's gas line safety program, which is overseen by the Public Utilities Commission. The state auditor says it's not tracking complaints, not doing enough inspections, not properly training staff, not reporting its findings, and not finding companies, even when gas leaks lead to explosions and kill people. Program managers have agreed to follow through on 38 of 39 recommended improvements. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
With summer on the way, Denver City Council has made permanent an outdoor dining permit system that grew out of the pandemic. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva explains how it works.
Like the popular Shared Streets program, Denver issued outdoor dining permits in 2020. It allowed businesses to host outdoor patios to meet financial needs and limit the spread of the coronavirus. Now the new rules allow businesses other than just restaurants and bars to make use of outdoor spaces. It also relaxes rules around patio infrastructure, like how the space is marked and connected to the business. Advocates say the program gives businesses flexibility and creates more vibrancy in neighborhoods. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
The insects they call Mormon crickets are moving across northwest Colorado. That can be a problem for hay growers and a messy encounter for people on the road. The bugs can't fly. They walk to where they're going, sometimes in huge numbers. Linda Masters is with the CSU Extension Office for Rio Blanco County.
You're driving along and then there's just a swarm of them going across the highway. I mean, they're crunching under your tires. And the road is actually red from squash crickets.
Bugs that aren't crushed by cars can cover 25 miles in one season. This is CPR News and KRCC.